Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Negotiating a COVID relief deal.
Very productive, cordial, two-hour meeting.
Clearing away 2 feet of snow.
It's going to take people hours to dig at it.
Mitch McConnell blasts Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Calling her conspiratorial views a cancer on the GOP.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a new Democratic president sat down with Senate Republicans as tens of millions of Americans face financial hardship in a relentless pandemic. CBS's Weijia Jiang says the time for compromise may be short as Democrats insist they'll push ahead with President Biden's plan with or without GOP support.
It was a very good exchange of views.
Maine Senator Susan Collins described the meeting as frank and useful, but acknowledged it did not produce results.
I wouldn't say that we came together on a package. No one expected that in a two-hour meeting.
Like Mr. Biden's plan, the Republican proposal includes $160 billion to ramp up vaccinations and testing. But the two sides are far apart on unemployment insurance. The White House wants $400 a week through September. Republicans want $300 a week through June. Stimulus checks, $1,400 versus $1,000. And school reopening funds, $170 billion versus $20 billion.
Overnight, a new federal mask policy took hold. They're now mandatory on public transportation. New COVID cases and deaths are going down in the U.S. after a harrowing spike in January. CBS's David Begnaud is at a California hospital where there is concern about doctors and nurses fighting the battle.
Captain Joe Hargrave has been at Riverside University Health System for more than 3 weeks now. This Army nurse is on his third COVID deployment inside the United States.
Just to see them decline in such a rapid rate, that was hard for me.
Hargrave is haunted by what the virus is doing, not just to the patients, but to the families, too. And when that person is nearing the end, only two family members can come in and say goodbye.
A wife had three children, and it's like, who do you choose to come with you to say goodbye to your father? I just can't imagine that.
According to critical care director, nurse Tammy Lowe, even though the medical staff may have gotten better at treating COVID, dealing with it is still tough.
There are staff members that have nightmares of stacking bodies, nightmares of so many patients, they can't keep up.
COVID vaccinations were affected as life came to a skidding standstill in the Northeast. CBS's Mola Lange says a ferocious winter storm dumped a lot of snow.
The big dig out is underway across the Northeast. More than 2 feet fell in parts of New York and New Jersey, having a dire impact on coronavirus vaccination efforts, preventing potentially thousands of people from getting the vaccine. New York City closed all of its vaccination sites through Tuesday. In Boston, the storm forced the new Fenway Park vaccination site to limit its hours. And in New Jersey, all vaccination megasites were shuttered.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there's more snow today.
We're looking at maybe an inch or two in most of the Northeast, with the exception of northern New England, for the rest of the day today. But it's snowing just outside of New York City. It's snowing all the way down to D.C., and there's a little bit of snow in Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky as well.
In snowy Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, Phil the Groundhog is said to predict 6 more weeks of winter.
There's a perfect shadow cast of me.
Emerging from his burrow with handlers on a live stream. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell blasts Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, saying her acceptance of what he called loony lies are a cancer for the Republican Party. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
What McConnell fears is a Republican Party that's in danger of marginalizing itself one that could completely alienate vast numbers of moderate voters that he believes are necessary for winning elections.
Green responded to McConnell on Twitter saying the real cancer for the GOP is weak Republicans who only know how to lose gracefully. In court today in Moscow, jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, there is a push for him to serve a 3.5-year suspended sentence in prison for a conviction he calls politically motivated. His lawyers say his poisoning interfered with meeting terms of his probation. Twitter has now permanently suspended the MyPillow corporate account a week after CEO Mike Lindell lost his personal account for trumpeting unsubstantiated election fraud. Recent corporate tweets, admittedly written by Lindell, attacked Twitter and the election. On Instagram, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez reveals she hid in her office bathroom during the storming of the U.S. Capitol as a man yelled outside, "Where is she?" And she also revealed a painful part of her past.
I'm a survivor of sexual assault, and I haven't told many people that in my life. But when we go through trauma, trauma compounds on each other.
She said those who want to move on and forget what happened are using the same tactics as abusers. President Biden is set to sign 3 executive orders today to set up a task force to locate and reunite migrant families, reshape U.S. border and asylum policy, and review restrictions made to the legal immigration system over the Trump years. Police in Rochester, New York, have suspended officers involved in the pepper spray handcuff arrest of a 9-year-old girl last week. The incident's been condemned by community and religious leaders like Reverend Lewis Stewart.
Minors should not be handcuffed. That must be banned. Children must not be chemically sprayed.
Google has settled a workplace discrimination case, as we hear from CBS's Vicky Barker.
Google has agreed to pay $1.35 million to more than 2,500 of its female engineers, whom the Labor Department charged were paid less than their male counterparts. Another $1.25 million will go to 1,700 women and Asian job applicants who never got hired at all. Google has not admitted wrongdoing.
North Carolina's Department of Motor Vehicles says it will no longer issue specialty license plates adorned with the Confederate flag. The office says it has gotten complaints about them. A music legend seems destined to get a distinguished honor. Question is, how and when?
Dolly Parton says she turned down the Presidential Medal of Freedom twice when offered by the Trump administration. She tells USA Today she said no the first time because her husband was sick, and the second time because she wouldn't travel during COVID. Asked if she would say yes if she gets the call from President Biden, the 75-year-old says she's not sure because it might look like she's, quote, doing politics. The 10-time Grammy winner also says she's not even sure she deserves it. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
On Twitter, former Saved by the Bell co-stars are paying tribute to Dustin Diamond, the actor who played Screech and has died of cancer. Mark Paul Gosselaar calls him a true comedic genius. Diamond was 44 years old. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.